Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God and hallelujah. Good evening to everyone. And welcome to another Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Praise God. We thank God for you taking the time out of your busy day and tuning in for a study in the all-sustaining, all-powerful Word of God. Hallelujah. We give God praise and thank Him for His presence with us tonight, because without His presence, we know that there is absolutely nothing that we can do. And we thank God for His presence. We thank God that He never leaves us or forsakes us. We thank God for His grace, His mercy, His peace, His love, His joy. We just thank God for being God. Hallelujah. And we thank God again for you. We'd also like to give honor to our Covenant Fellowship Church and Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, which is the lead in leadership there. Hallelujah. And Bishop Kevin Jones as well. And we just thank God for them and all that they are doing through the Ministry of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle here in Stockbridge, Georgia, for the body of Christ. Well, praise God, tonight we have a word in the house by Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. He's going to continue with part two of a message that he shared last Monday. Yet this message is entitled, "Divine Assurance is Eternal Security with God." Praise God. Divine assurance is eternal security with God. But before we go to this word, we're going to go ahead and usher in a time of praise and worship with our Almighty God. And we're going to begin with a song that tells us that not some praise, but every praise belongs to our God. Hallelujah.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
healer. If you've ever been sick and he's healed you, he's your healer. He's your deliverer, praise God. I thank God for him being our deliverer, being our friend, being our God, being our provider. Oh, there is so much that we got to be thankful for. Hallelujah, praise God. He is a mighty, wonderful, awesome God. And I don't mind giving him all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. I was sharing with a friend of mine earlier today that if you want to have a private audience with your Heavenly Father, all you got to do is begin to praise him and tell him what a great and mighty, awesome God he is. Because the Word of God tells us that he comes down and inhabits, oh yes he does, the praises of his people. So we give God all honor and glory, and we give him every praise. Hallelujah. If you would just go ahead and bow your head and join me in a time of prayer as we go before the throne of grace, and then the next voice that you will hear will be that of our minister tonight, which is none other than pastor of New Season Ministries Incorporated, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Hallelujah. Praise God, Heavenly Father. We just thank you for your presence with us. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that you are God, that there is no other God that is greater than you, Father God. We thank you for your peace, and we thank you, Lord God, for your mercies and your compassions that are new every morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. We thank you, Lord God, that you have so graced us that we can enter into your gates, Lord, with thanksgiving, and into your courts with praise, Heavenly Father. We give you all honor. Oh, yes, we do. We give you all praise and all glory. And now, Lord, we ask, Lord, for those that have tuned in tonight, Father, that you just bless them, Lord, that you open their hearts and their minds to be able to hear and to receive, Lord God, that which thus says the Lord. None of us, Father God, but all of you, Lord God, as your word goes forth, Father, and does not return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. We give you all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let God be all the glory. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, wife and family, Lord. Thank God
for
you. Bless us from day to day for another great day. Amen.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Yes, it is, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
All the glory and the praise, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God be all the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to give it to the world tonight. Praise God. The one Pastor Kind always gave the word of prayer on tonight. So we're going to move on into the word on this evening. Praise God. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43. We're going to start with our word of God on today. We start with the word, verse 1. Isaiah 43, coming from the King James Version. Isaiah 43.
All right, praise God. Isaiah 43, verse 1.
Mm-hmm. One on down, 7.
But now, thus saith the Lord, mm-hmm, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel,
uh-huh,
fear not.
Yes.
For I have redeemed thee.
Right now.
Hallelujah. I have called thee by thy name.
Praise God.
He knows your name.
He knows your name, right?
Thou art mine.
Yes.
And when thou passest through the water,
uh-huh,
I will be with thee.
Yes.
And through the river,
yes,
they shall not overflow
my
thee.
My God.
And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned.
My God.
Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
want to smell that fire.
Five. For I am, hallelujah, the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior.
Yes.
I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Saba for thee.
Yes, Lord.
Since thou was precious in my sight.
In my sight.
Thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee.
My God.
Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life.
The word of God.
Fear not, for I am with thee.
He told Joshua, go ahead.
I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west.
You fulfill it.
I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons far and my daughters, from the ends of the earth.
God gonna do it.
Even everyone that is called by my name.
My name.
For I have created him.
What?
For my glory.
Say again, now.
I have created him
and her
for
my
glory.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
I have formed him. Made him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank God for that word today. Our title for tonight is Divine Assurance is Eternal Security with God.
All right.
Divine Assurance is Eternal Security with God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that word. The word we're going tonight going to be verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, thou shalt not overflow thee. Not gonna drown. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt be not burned. God will take care of that.
Glory
and the Hebrew boy
God.
About that part. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Neither shall smoke, neither smell fire. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. God, I got thee. He got this covered, praise God. He got you covered. Amen.
Amen.
He got us covered.
Amen.
Intro
yes,
for this tonight is intro for tonight is redemption is a very personal act by a God who called, he redeemed nation by name. Do God know you by the name, Saint?
Yes,
do you
does.
Know you by the name? Are you covered by the blood of Jesus
yes,
on today?
Does.
Praise God. If you are covered by the blood of Christ, you are redeemed. You are redeemed. Do God know you by your name, amen?
Yes.
God, he hold you by your hand. He knows you by his name, amen? He got himself upon you, amen? In the name of J-S-U-S, praise God.
Yes.
You know me by name. You are born again by the word of God, born again by the spirit of God, born again by the power of Almighty God. Amen. The redeemed belong to him.
Amen.
I said the redeemed belong to him. Israel belongs to God. Jacob, you got to change your name. Israel, praise God. Genesis, change your name to Israel. You got to change your name from what it used to be to another name. Then you got another name, a new name in heaven. Praise God when you get there.
Yeah.
Praise God. While you're on this earth, your kingdom property, when you're on this earth, you're a kingdom, you're a child of the Most High God, praise God. And here we see Jesus as your Lord and Savior, praise God. Amen. God said, you are his. He said, you are mine. Water's not going to take you in, nothing's going to flood. Fire's not going to burn you up, amen. And the river's not going to drown you. He said, you represent me. And as ambassador for Christ, I got you covered, praise God, as a child of the Most High God. Amen.
Amen.
God said, with all the things, water, fire, flood, all the things represent in Israel, are different kinds of obstacles. Because Israel sometimes was disobedient against the word of God. The God let his enemy take him to a far land sometimes, but he always redeemed and bring him back. Praise God. He loved his people. He redeemed and bring him back, but sometimes he disobedient, sometimes he in idolatry, sometimes he be doing the things that shouldn't be against the word of God. And God has bring back righteous judgment to his people that he brings towards us sometimes. Amen. He disciplined us too as a child of God. He gets disciplined sometimes. Amen.
Yeah.
He has disciplined us because of love he has for us. Amen. He's a loving father.
Yeah.
And sometimes father and mother, they discipline their children.
That's
you're
right.
A good parent. Amen. You discipline your children out of love, not just abuse them, not to misuse them, but out of love, you discipline and care for them, you take care of them. Amen. So God did that towards us, the way children, he disciplined out of love and turn around sometimes bring back righteous judgment in our life to bring us back closer to God. Amen. Just for a little while. Amen. It don't taste so good. That mess don't taste so good at the beginning. But later on, it's good for your body. Good for what it's supposed to do to you. It helps you out in your body. It don't taste good in the beginning. Amen. So Israel, during that time, a transition from disobedient to obedient to God, amen, they were encountering something in their homeward journey, and God bring it back to the land of Israel, to Jerusalem. He brings it back from a far country sometimes because they disobedient. Amen. But sometimes we go different circumstances in life, God had to bring us back. And we ask God for repentance, ask God for deliverance in our life, and we come back to God. And God bring us back to where we need to be. Dust us all, give beautiful ashes, you know, take care of us, you know, pour on a garment of praise and take care of us, and we return back to God, amen. And we also learn to trust in the Lord with all thy heart. We learn to trust in him. And lead us to our own understanding. Amen. Mm-hmm. Through Jesus Christ, God has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy, praise God, from the hand of the enemy. God has redeemed us. Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's something to behold. That's something to shout about, saying. That's
yes,
something that you can shout about when God redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Amen.
Yes.
What a joy, what a blessing to know that God redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy, thank God for mercy. For his mercy endures forever. Not sometimes, part time, but God's mercy endures forever. Amen. His faith endures for a lifetime. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Also, his grace endures forever. Praise God. Thank God for his unmerited grace in our life. Praise God. And he has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Amen. Thank
Amen.
God for redeeming, for redemption through Jesus Christ. Praise God. Get our intro. Amen. We'll get back into the Word of God now. Dive into the Word of God. God has four points of power.
Amen.
A divine assurance is eternal security with God. Divine assurance is eternal security with God. Praise God. Power point number one. Divine assurance is needed by progressive people. Tell me about with true Israel when they were going homeward bound when God brought forth for. The righteous judgment upon them because they disobeyed to God. And now he brings it back home. They had different journeys sometimes. Ain't talking about doing time in wilderness. There was different exodus at that time. Israel had more than one exodus. One we know about when it came from Israel, and it came from Egypt. But they had other ones too as well because they disobeyed. And Babylon was one of them, Babylon was one of them. Other people, that other countries, foreign countries, that God used them for different things, brought them back. For that whole land, took them out sometime, and over a period of time, so many years, well, God would bring them back to the homeland, and they saw a little again in their life, and they learned God, and start obeying God, being obedient to God, and they be disobeying, they bring back out again, just found another deliverer, amen. It kept going back and forth for a while. But God trying to give us some assurance, so assuring his word to be a progressive people, always moving. They're doing something different. They're doing something that God called and commands to do. For his will, for the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
God would once again deliver his people, Israel, from bondage to an oppressive foreign nation. Amen. Through his presence with them, and God would deliver them time and time again. By his might, by his power, by his powerful hand, he would deliver them from the hand of the enemy, praise God. And they learned to live faithfully to obey the word of God. Psalm 3:11-12. But God is a righteous God. God loves his people. He loves Israel. And also he loves us as well, the children of God. He loves us, but sometimes he has to give a love and discipline.
Psalms 33:11-12.
My God.
The counsel of the Lord standeth forever.
Follow?
Forever.
Forever.
The thoughts of his heart to all generations.
Not some generations.
No, to all generations. Hallelujah.
Praise God for that. Go ahead.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Blessed. Y'all want to be a blessed, not just a chosen nation, but a blessed nation.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And so the benefit of being a blessed nation towards God. God always has benefit for being obedient to his word.
Amen.
Always benefit to being to his word. Go ahead.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord,
oh, Lord
and
the Lord.
People. Whom he has chosen for his own inheritance.
Not these not words, not just for Israel, not just for Jerusalem, it's for America. Is it only just take heed to the word of God, only turn back to God, amen. And God will do some great thing in our life, some great thing in this nation. He will just turn back to God and serve him and obey him, amen. God will do demonstrate his love to us time and time again. Amen. Psalm 34.
135.
Psalm 34.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And God wants to understand that who he is, he's God Almighty, Yahweh, he also is God that never fails.
Praise God. Psalms 34, verses 1 through 9. I will bless the Lord.
Greater.
At all times.
No, sometimes.
Mm-mm, at all times.
Part time.
All times.
Is it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Nope. At
all times.
Time, praise
God.
God. And his praise.
And he prays.
Shall continually be in my mouth.
Sometimes.
Nope.
When I feel like it.
Continually. At all times.
This Monday morning.
Mm-mm, nope. Can't get lazy. We got to be praising him. At all
times. They will learn to do that. They will learn to pray.
He is worthy of our praise.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Praise God.
My soul. Shall make her boast in the Lord.
My soul.
The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
My humble cry, praise God. Go ahead.
Oh, magnify the Lord
with me, praise
hallelujah.
God. And let us
exalt.
Yes, Lord.
His name together.
Come on, sing in unity. Let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he heard me.
My God, thank God for hearing.
And delivered me from all my
fears. What
fear
do you have? God said he would deliver you from what?
All
your fears, praise God.
They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed.
That's all right.
Oh, this poor man cried.
Yes.
And the Lord heard him.
Yes, he did.
And saved him out of
all his troubles, praise God. God would do that same thing for you and I. Go ahead.
The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him.
Yes.
And delivereth them.
Wow.
Oh, come on and taste and see.
Without a doubt.
That the Lord is good. Blessed is the man.
Or woman.
Yeah. Or that trusteth in him.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. One more.
Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints.
Thank you, God. He called you saints.
For there is no want.
To them that fear him. Praise God for your word. Praise God for your word. Amen. We thank God for that word. For God is true to the word from beginning to end and back again. God always true to your word. And God got assurance for the people that trust in him. Without a doubt, God will see you through. And while you're going through, God got that covered as well. God will deliver you out of all your troubles. Not someone that all your troubles. According to his word. And God honors his word all the time.
Amen. Amen. Psalms 35:28. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness.
My foot, my feet, my hand.
My tongue. Shall speak of thy righteousness.
I guess I got a tongue. Go ahead.
And of thy praise. All the day long.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Well, God said, your tongue. Like the death and the power of the tongue, God give that to you as a child of God. Also give that tongue for you to use for your edification, for your glorification.
Amen.
Not for the flesh, but of the spirit. Be led by the spirit, be filled with the spirit.
Psalms 30, verse 5 and verse 12. For his anger endureth but a moment.
My God, this is a moment now, a moment.
And in his favor is life.
Everlasting favor, praise God.
Oh, weeping may endure for a night.
For how long?
Just a night.
Just a night. Y'all think you got expiration day on that reaping. You got expiration day on that. I mean, that will continue to go on. You go take care of that as well.
But then joy.
Oh, man. Thank
God. Comes in the morning.
Any blessed has joy. Joy of the Lord is my strength. And joy of the Lord, it's going to be a morning time sooner or later.
Amen.
It's going to be a morning time.
Verse 12.
Uh-huh.
To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever.
Lord, help us be a thankful people. Lord, help us have a grateful heart.
Yes, amen.
Lord, help us be a thankful people and thankful God. God has blessed us time and time again. We need to learn to be thankful, be grateful. To God for his blessing, for his protection, and for his provision each and every day, amen. No matter what's going on, God nothing catches God by surprise, amen. Nothing catches by surprise. And God is good, and his favor is for life, amen. We're going to last for a period of time, but God got this thing covered. That joy bound, the joy will come in the morning. They're going to Alpha. before told me, prophesied, it's going to happen. It's going to come in the morning. It'll be a morning time coming. Payday going to come out of a while, somebody said. Payday come out of a while. Payday here for some people, praise God. Okay, powerful number two. Divine assurance is based on a right relationship with God. I said divine assurance is based on a right relationship with God. Wait, okay, why the right relationship with God, or with God, Almighty God? What is a right relationship with God? We in the world around us seem to be like crumbling in chaos. How does God want his children to respond? Mm. How did God want his children to respond to those things happen? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, hello, Sarah, Esther, you go on and on, Nehemiah, Jeremiah, David, Daniel, you go. They responded differently, King David, when something was going on in their livelihood. Mary, amen, Paul, Peter, Mark, Matthew, Luke, John, all of them responded, Hannah, all of them responded in a different way, but he responded with a heart towards God, and towards God powerfully present. God's presence brings assurance and calm the fear of his people. I said God's presence brings assurance and calm the fear of his people in the midst of trouble and distress. Don't worry about saying, God said, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled in the midst of what's going on around you. God got this thing covered. He got you covered.
Yes,
amen.
He
got it covered. How does God want us to respond? My acronym for tonight, one of them, HKS. How does God want to respond? HKS.
All
amen.
Right.
Humbly, look inward before looking outward. That's H.
Mm-hmm.
Humbly look inward before looking outward. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not only look at yourself, I need a self-examination. Amen. Somebody will get right with God. You need to get right with God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Do something you need to do. Get right before Almighty God. Hey,
mm-hmm.
Kneel down before standing up. What are you talking about? Kneel down before standing
amen.
Up. Amen. You can pray standing up. You can pray kneel down. You might you connect the dot with God. Amen. There's no difference in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God is attentive to our need and to our supplication, praise God. You might need to be in prayer for a moment and just talk to God one-on-one. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And before, seek God before seeking solution. If you seek God first, seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, all these things be added unto you. If you seek God first, that is your solution.
Mm-hmm.
They will learn how to trust in God. And these are not to your understand. David learned how to, Lord, in the situation you was in, he learned to trust in God.
Amen.
And when they would come out here and try to take your life, Saul try to take your life, he learned to trust in God.
Yes.
All the way from a young shepherd boy, and he took out Eli and everything, he learned to trust in God. So when he was a grown man, and before God, the guy had known him once and known him twice for the kingdom of his people, Israel, he learned to trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
He learned to become, you know, out of the heart of God, amen. Let him become a friend of God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He learned to trust in God, and God gave him a solution for his life, for his circumstances, for his situation.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the people of God?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the people of God?
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Yes, amen.
Okay.
Amen.
If my people, which are called by my name,
mm-hmm.
shall humble themselves
mm-hmm.
and pray, the solution, and seek my face, the presence of God, God's word, God's anointing, and turn from their wicked way, praise God. Then we're out here, God, they ear tuned to us.
Yes.
Our born, our supplication, our prayer from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Always from heaven, God. We know this in prayer. God said, I will hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I will hear you, my child. No
yes.
matter where you are, I will hear what you have to say, and we'll forgive their sin.
Amen.
Amen. Repent
amen.
Them. And we'll heal
their
land.
Yes.
Guarantee from God that's going to take place. Amen.
Yeah.
2 Chronicles 7, 14, 15. God will do that for us. He do that now, right now. Now my eyes shall be upon and my ears shall be attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place, in your heart. Amen. In your heart to heart. God said you pay attention to it. Amen.
Yes.
For what a divine assurance for my Heavenly Father, for Almighty God, the great I am. Amen. The rock of all ages, amen. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisa, for Almighty God, praise God. God, that same God then, the same God back then, the same God today, amen.
Amen.
God, may he pay attention to your prayers, old child of God, speaking God, children of the Most High God. What or what a divine assurance from God, our God of mercy, our God of grace, our God of compassion, praise God, our God of my salvation, a faithful God, he's faithful all the time, amen, a powerful God, our God strong and mighty, oh, what a deliverer, amen, oh, what a healer, God never fails, praise God, hallelujah, my strong tower, my rock, my bless his name, praise God, the God Almighty, pay attention to what you have to say in your prayer life, amen, and a child of God here on this earth, in the kingdom of God, in which you walk from day to day, amen, the kingdom of God is inside you, praise God, draw nigh to God, and he said he will draw nigh unto you, unto me, amen, draw nigh to him, trust in him, and lead not to your own understanding, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, God will lift you up day and night, no matter what takes place, God will be there for you, amen. God is strengthening you. He is lifting on my head. He my helper, praise God. He my all in all, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Number three, divine assurance produces an enduring faith. Oh, man, I say that again. Divine assurance produces an enduring faith. What are you talking about, Pastor? Assurance means to be certain and confident, free from doubt. Oh, Lord, we need that tonight, Lord. We need that tonight.
Yes, we do.
For God is not a God of fear. Amen. We don't have a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a soundness of mind. Amen. A sound mind. Amen. Not doubt. Amen. We have faith. Amen. Not doubt. It's an unshakable, immovable, and all possible, ever faithful rock on which we build our faith. Praise God. A sure foundation. A strong foundation. A solid foundation. Christ our solid rock, our sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Praise God. A sinkhole is not a very unstable place to try to build upon. You on this earth. But you can't build upon it. Amen.
No, you can't.
Because it can sink to the depth of unknown. Amen. Bigger hole with a sinkhole that you can't fill it sometimes, praise God. It's scary to some people. Amen. You can't build a foundation on a sinkhole. Amen. No, you build your foundation on Christ. Amen. It's on God Almighty. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. Jesus is the rock of ages. Amen. Yeah. I will go to the rock. Amen. The rock of my salvation. Praise God. The rock of my salvation. In Christ Jesus. Christ is that spiritual rock. Christ is that rock on which I stand. All the ground is sinking sand. Praise God. On that rock, that mighty rock, the rock of our salvation. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Paul was talking about being a wide mouthed builder. He used to be a tent maker. Amen. Mm-hmm. He's been through something.
Hmm.
Amen. Paul business of amen, you read by Paul in Romans, and he wrote most of the New Testament by Paul. Paul said, I lay the foundation and another builder thereon, but let every man take heed how he build upon that foundation. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
For there's no other foundation can no man lay than that which he'll lay, which he'll Jesus Christ, praise God. Jesus Christ, that solid foundation. Jesus Christ is our chief cornerstone, amen.
Amen.
He is that great and mighty one, and he is that great foundation we stand to through the test of time. He is that foundation we not crumble, amen. We not fall, praise God.
Amen.
He is that strong foundation. God loves his children. The gift of full assurance of faith, according to Hebrews 10:22. It's a precious thing. It's a source of deep peace, praise God. God will keep you in perfect peace. Who mind is stay on thee. Amen. He'll keep you in that perfect peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He's on your Lord and Savior. Praise God. So indeed, God gives you that deep peace and consolation, and he wants us to have that peace that passes all understanding. In the Christian walk, in the Christian life, assurance is something that is cultivated and grows deeper and stronger over time. That's how you grow in your faith. Amen. That you stand with the Word of God, stand true to the Word of God. Great assurance comes through stronger faith. So let us increase our faith today. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So let's just live by faith and not by sight, praise God, and trust God to work out in our life from day to day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We praise your holy name, Father. We thank God for our faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Amen.
And you think that hearing the word of God, that increase your faith by hearing the word of God tonight. But you hear it on the word tonight, she increase your faith, amen. She has you go on the journey, amen. You should be able to stand even taller, to be able to encourage one another in the Word of God, praise God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
For the Word of God rich, the Word of God is good, and good by God's design for us to live by the Word, for us to walk by the Word, for us to study by the Word, for us to enjoy the Word. Amen.
Amen.
Number four, the divine assurance that God will keep His Word. I said, the divine assurance that God will keep the Word. What are you talking about, Pastor? Well, this is the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, according to John. Tell John. According to John chapter 1. Amen. John chapter 1. What the Word say about that? John chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Through 4.
Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word.
Uh-huh.
And the Word was with God.
So with God.
And the Word was God.
The Word was God.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Uh-huh.
All things were made
by
him.
Not something, all things.
And without him was not anything made
uh-huh.
that was made.
Uh-huh.
In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not.
Verse 14. Uh-huh.
And the word was made flesh.
Was made what?
Was made flesh.
The power of God. Go ahead.
And dwelt among us.
You were prophesied.
And we beheld his glory.
His glory.
The glory as of the only begotten.
Only one.
Of the Father.
Only begotten.
Full of grace and truth.
Okay. Thank you. 16, and of his fullness have all we received the grace, truth of grace. And God has sent his Son. So the Word was made flesh, and the flesh dwelt among us. Talking about Jesus Christ, amen?
Amen.
The Son of the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because he came unto his own, and he only received enough. Jews and Hebrew people at the time. Amen. But as many received it, as many received Christ, as many received the Word, and then received the truth of that Word, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He just believed on his name. God said he become had power to become the sons of God. Just by all he just by faith. Everything by faith. Without faith, being pumped and pleased God. So everything by faith. Amen. Jesus Christ is eternal. The word never had a beginning. God from eternity to eternity, from everlasting to everlasting.
Amen.
God means he enjoyed, Jesus enjoyed his fellowship with the Father. Jesus is divine, God in human flesh. The Word was God. He is the creator of the universe in the beginning. Look, Colossians 1, 13, 16. In the beginning was the Word was with God. By calling Jesus the Word, John emphasizes that Jesus is the revelation of God. Amen. The Word who was with God and who was God became flesh, the human being. Now God's Son dwells with his people in the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Our Lord, oh, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who has set his glory above the heaven. In the beginning, God was already there. God was already there. Can you comprehend that in your mind? He existed before time. Amen. Elohim, he was already there before the very beginning, before the time. Colossians chapter 1, 13 to 16.
Okay.
So he was already in the beginning. Elohim was always there in the beginning.
Amen. Colossians 1,
uh-huh.
verses 13 through 15.
Yes.
Who has delivered us
Wait.
From the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son?
Yes.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even
the
forgiveness of sin.
How in the blood?
Who is the image of the invisible God?
Uh-huh.
The firstborn of every creature. Verse 16. For by him were all things created that are uh-huh. and invisible.
Yes.
Whether they be thrones
the word.
Or dominion
uh-huh.
or principalities.
Yes.
Or powers.
My God. All things.
Were created by him.
Were created by him.
And for him.
And for him. Amen. To God be all the glory.
Amen.
And God, if you created us for his glory, according to the word. You know, there. God created us and created you for his glory. You got a reason, you got a purpose on this earth. Amen. And also Jeremiah 29:11, God got a plan for our life, for your life, for my life. He got a plan for it. Amen. And also you were created for his glory, not for your own glory, but for the glory of God here on this earth. Amen. And for the kingdom of God's sake. God said he was created for his glory. Amen.
Amen.
And we were translated up into the kingdom of his just son Christ. You were born again, you see Jesus, you're going to say by faith, you are into that translation into the kingdom of his just son. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And by the redemption of the blood of Jesus, amen, we are saved by that. Amen. We have
amen.
Redemption through the blood. Let the demon of the Lord say so, praise God. To 16, but for by him were all things created.
Mm-hmm.
One little bang theory said, by him were all things created that are in heaven and in the earth. There's a lot of things in heaven. Some of the things we don't know about. You know, there's a host of heaven, and there's a universe, and there's a stars, and the other things. So much out there, we don't know it all just yet. This is the first day. Man don't know all what's out there. When they're talking about the planets, the other things they haven't seen before, solar system, so forth. They don't know what's all there. They don't know what all God has out there.
Yeah,
I have not seen.
Right.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Thing, praise God. But God is telling us that heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him.
Mm-hmm.
Some God did, praise God. Amen. God did it. Elohim, praise God. It's impossible for God to lie. It's impossible for God to die. It's impossible for God to fail. It's impossible for his word to come back void. Although it's impossible all the things happen.
Amen.
God will always be true to what? To his word.
Yes,
to his promises. To his statutes. To his precepts. To his testimonies.
Yes.
His faithfulness. His compassion. His covenant. His people. His power.
Mm-hmm.
His holiness, his salvation, his children, his plan, his purpose, he will be done, praise God. In heaven and earth, God will be done, praise God.
Amen.
Always his will shall be done.
Amen.
Isaiah 55:10-12. Amen. The word of God is powerful right by itself. Amen.
Yes, it is. Amen.
You won't be in Isaiah for a little while, a couple of books in Isaiah, another prophetic book of the Word of God, and we're going to learn about the Word of God. The divine assurance that God will keep his word, amen. Yes, God will keep his word. He promised to keep his word. Isaiah 55, verse 10, 11, 12, amen.
Amen.
We're talking about the Word of God today. From Genesis to Revelation. Edifying all the time, the word of God, praise God. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Isaiah 55:10-12.
Yep.
For as the rain cometh down,
it'll come down,
and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth,
uh-huh.
and maketh it bring forth and bud,
uh-huh.
that it may give seed to the sower,
yes, Lord.
And bread to the eater.
Thank you for the bread.
So shall my word be.
What?
That so shall my word be, says God.
Yes.
That goeth forth out of my mouth.
Yes, it's God now.
And it shall not return unto me void.
It's impossible to return that void. It's going to be accomplished. Where?
But it shall accomplish that which I please.
Uh-huh.
And shall prosper.
Shall prosper.
In the thing.
Be fruitful.
Whereunto I sent it.
God's word is fruitful. God's word is very fruitful. And also God's multiplying word. Amen.
Amen.
And all the time. Isaiah 48. Ooh, we'll go to the word for a moment here. Isaiah 48. And we're talking about the word on tonight. We're talking about the word of God on tonight. Go ahead. 40:8.
Isaiah 48:8. The grass withereth.
Uh-huh.
the flower faded.
But
the word of God shall stand forever.
God's word shall stand forever. You can trust the word of God. It shall stand for how long?
Forever.
It shall stand forever, God says. Forever. And that's something you can take to heart. Also, God said, I will take my words before me. God said, I'll watch all my words before me. That's how I'm going to do. He's going to bring in the past, praise God. God said, whatever I said about my word, a lot of words to this day, but just the revelation, and I came to pass here.
Amen.
God watch every word perform. God got his time, how he going to do things. Even some of those day and time, when he shall return. God knows the day and time, how it's really going to happen. Man don't know it. Even Jesus don't know it. But he said, my Father in heaven, he know it. For the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
Piercing even the divider of the center of the soul and spirit, and the joint and the marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. Oh, what a powerful word. Only a supernaturally discerning agent, such as the word of God, can sort out what is of the flesh and what is of the spirit.
That's right.
Man got nothing to contest that. Man got it to contest it. Ain't nothing man made that man had can do that.
That's right.
They can do that. Praise
That's
God.
Right.
Nothing
right.
man had but the word of God can do that and so much more. Amen. Even Apostle Peter said in the word in 1 Peter 1:25, he said, this is the word which by the gospel preached unto you. That it brings salvation to your soul by the word of God. It can bring salvation to you, according to James 1:21, the word which is able to save your soul, praise God. Thank God for the word. God said he desired none of the prayers, but all who come to the knowledge of the truth. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Say the word, be a doer of the word of God, amen. Meditate for the word, take the word, amen. Live the word. In the word of God, take it on daily dose, amen. Mm-hmm. Let the word of God be your daily bread, praise God, your spiritual bread. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, amen.
Amen.
Every word, we got hope in the word of God. Meditate on the word. We love the word. We abide in the word, and abide in the word, abide in us. Trust the word. We preach and teach the word. We rejoice in the word. We sanctified by the word. We are washed by the word. We believe in the word. And that word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, the word of God. Amen. So much by the word of God, they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Amen.
The power of your testimony, amen. All the time about the word of God.
Amen.
All about the word of God. What is in the name? The name is called the Word of God, according to Revelation 19:3. The Word of God is going to be, when Christ returns, he'll be that Word, coming back for the people of God, coming back for us, amen. The Word of God, in the beginning of the Word with God, the Word was God, and the Word is going to be there to the end, amen.
Amen.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus said, my Word shall not pass away, praise God. Thank God for the Word.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a powerful, powerful message. To God be all the glory. Pastor was talking about divine assurance is eternal security in God. You can have divine assurance.
Uh-huh.
We live in a world and a society where things are so unstable, instability all around, in a world that is never changing. And we need to know that as we trust in God, we have, praise God, divine assurance.
Praise God.
Divine assurance in the word of God, in the relationship, in our relationship with God and in the power of God. The word of God, hallelujah, divine assurance. His word, praise God, will never fail.
Amen.
We're going to go ahead and give opportunity if there would be one that would like to comment on the word tonight, or if you have a testimony, if you have a question regarding this powerful word, please go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We have right at about 4 minutes or so left in the broadcast, but if you would like to share in this message, we would love to hear from you.
you, praise God. We're talking tonight again about divine assurance. You've got to have that blessed assurance. The song says that blessed assurance,
yeah.
Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. You can have that blessed assurance no matter what, no matter the instability that may be around you. God never changes. He is forever constant. And it tells us that his word, praise God, will never fail. Heaven and earth will pass away.
Amen.
But his word will never fail. So as you go forth, take time, as the pastor stated tonight, get into the word of God. Study God's word and know again that you can have this divine assurance. It talks about the scripture, Lord, let the words, hallelujah, of my mouth,
yes,
and the meditation, yes, of my heart,
yes,
be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Yes, Lord, that blessed assurance is a benefit of being a child of the Most High God. Well, hallelujah, praise God. We pray that this word was a blessing to you tonight. We pray that you take it and hold it and ponder it in your heart, that you go forth and be able to not only just listen and hear, but do this word as well and share it as you go forth this week. This gospel needs to be preached. Take time to share this uncompromising, all-sustaining, all-powerful word with someone else. Go forth this week and be blessed, praise God, and to God be all the glory. We love you. Have an awesome week. God bless.
Fill me up till I